Welcome to Digital Diaries, a podcast series about raising kids in the digital age. I'm Rona Renner, host of Childhood Matters radio show, and I'm here talking with Jason Brand, a family and individual therapist in Berkeley, California. Jason, thank you for joining me.
Hey, Rona, thank you.
Well, today we'll discuss AVG's fourth Digital Diaries series called Digital Maturity, and we want to look at life in your child's digital shoes. So start off and tell us a little bit about what's going on for 10 to 13-year-olds.
This is such an age of development. I mean, you know, middle school kids go through, it's amazing to see a sixth grader and then an eighth grader. And that these are these years. I mean, in sixth grade, they're sort of, their eyes are wide open, they're innocent. And by eighth grade, they're really starting to see their peer group as much more important. You're starting to see risks, both the positive and the negative, coming up. And you're really starting to see kids sort of coming into this process of individuation and separation.
Yeah, and I think that's all normal. And mm-hmm. we know there's risk-taking. There's also impulsivity.
Sure.
That frontal lobe in our preteens' brains are not fully developed, and mm-hmm. they won't be till they're out of school, probably. And so there's more experimentation and more curiosity, also very normal. So we're calling this digital maturity at ages 10 to 13, but we know that they're really not mature emotionally.
No.
They may be mature technically.
Mm-hmm.
in terms of what they know about the internet, but they're not mature emotionally.
Yeah, and that's why it's so necessary for parents. That's why we wanted to focus this in this way around connecting with your kids, understanding what they're going through, because they need you during this time. And I think that the best way for parents to at least begin a conversation is to really get what's going on for their kids and understand mm-hmm. how the technology is intertwining with all of this development, and you know, finding out sort of, oh, what makes your kid excited about it? Where are the areas where they might need help? That's what we're doing now.
You know, Jason, one of the things that came out from this research says that less than 1 in 10 parents think their 10 to 13-year-old knows the most about the internet, and also that fathers are more likely to say they know the most about the internet, with only 2% crediting their children with knowing more. This is interesting in terms of the life in a child's digital shoes. Where's father's roles in all of this?
Yeah. Well, father's roles are, you know, I mean, traditionally, fathers have been the mechanical, you know, ones who get how things work, and that shows in this research. With the little twist here is that mothers have been the ones who are generally in the domain of home. This is the traditional version of it. And so now fathers are more in this position to have to connect with their 10 to 13-year-olds around this stuff. It's not only about knowing more. My sense is that people know different things, and it's about everybody getting on the same page and understanding what the other person understands.
That's a great point. Really important. And you got to talk to find
right.
that out, right?
Exactly.
And things are different for this generation. Tell me a little bit about what's different.
Well, I think, you know, a lot of the same rules apply, but I think what's different is that things move faster in the digital world. I like to say to kids, things go from zero to rumor in 2 seconds flat. And one kid raised his hand in a workshop and said, it's actually 1 second flat. And so things move very fast. There's often less empathy because of the screen effect, which is, you know, I've got a screen between us, so I don't actually see what you're feeling, and I miss all those cues. You know, and you can connect to a wider range of people, which has real ups and real downs to it.
That's right. So lots of information is also available in the way that it never was. Let's just take a minute here to talk about school, because one of the reasons that parents are likely to give their kids, say, a smartphone or a Facebook profile is because they're being used for school issues, for school homework, for connecting with projects. So this is a different world also.
Yeah, my sense is that, you know, the conversation has really shifted. And that now that everybody realizes these are the tools that this generation is going to use in the future, that's, you know, it just, everybody knows, well, we have to deal with them. They have to be a part of our lives.
And they also can be fabulous. And that's the thing we don't want to lose sight of.
Right.
Our kids are finding things that are really wonderful in terms of their learning. It's about understanding all of this to help parents, because it's complex
mm-hmm.
and it's moving fast, as you say, and these risks are positive and negative, and there are so many opportunities here for communicating with your child. You've got to take the time to do this and also be a really good listener.
Yeah, and that starts with connecting with your child, is really getting what they're excited about around this stuff.
And we'll get into setting limits in the next podcast.
Can't wait.
Oh, yeah. So offer guidelines, set rules. We're here to make sure our kids are safe. And thank you so much, Jason Brand.
Thank you, Rona.
And thank you to AVG Technologies for your research, products like family safety, and providing valuable services and information to families around the world.